Hello, and thank you for joining us again with Carved from the Rock Mysteries with Pastor Kim.
And Joy, hello.
Hope y'all are doing well, and thank you for joining us. And today we're going to talk about Noah and the Ark and being prepared. Joy?
Yes. I'll just read some from Genesis 6. It's 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds in the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in God's eyes of the Lord, or in the eyes of the Lord, I'm sorry. This is the genealogy of Noah. And Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah had Shem, Ham, and Jehoshaphat. Is that right? I said it wrong, didn't I? Japheth, J-A-P-H-E-T.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Oh, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So a lot of you know the story and how it goes. Noah went on to build an ark with his family, took two of a lot of animals, 6, 7 of other animals. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about it today because we all need to be a Noah. We all need to do what God calls us to do, mm-hmm. even when it's not popular, or you could be the outcast. It's being different. God doesn't call you to conform and be just, you know, perfectly in line with this world. You're not of this world. This world is not your home. If you have believed that Jesus died for your sins, he was hung on the cross, and his precious blood was shed for you, and he came back 3 days later. Mm-hmm. It is our job to fulfill what God is calling us to do. And it's not always easy to figure that out in this life. And you may spend, you know, the rest of your life getting there, so to speak. I feel like we all do as Christians. People think Christians have this perfect life sometimes, or they seem goody. And it's not true. It's just not true. You've had a lot of failures as a Christian or non-Christian. It's just that you get back up and you seek God and you try to do your very best. And you will be different. You won't be of this world. You will be a little different, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. And going back to what Joy was saying about Noah, so Noah was made fun of. He was, as Joy said, an outcast. And, you know, he was building this giant boat in the middle of the desert where there was no water. So he was made fun of, and they thought he was crazy. They thought he was losing his mind. And I say they, the community, the people that lived around there, and they wondered why he was doing what he was doing, but he was doing what God told him to do.
And it's not always popular.
And of course, in doing that, you know, he loses friends, family, you know, people separate themselves from you when you're different. But it's better to be different and have Jesus than better.
Every friend in the world can add up to Jesus.
That's right.
And you have friends as Christians too. You get into church, you get involved, you have friends as Christians. It's just, you know, the world truly is not your home.
That's right. It's a different life. So you transition from, you go through a secular life where you have friends and family. And when you transition to a Christian, you believe and receive, you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You believe that he died on the cross for your sins, that you're forgiven of your sins, and that he rose again after 3 days, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and that he is the Lord and Savior of your life.
It goes back to what you had said about not being lukewarm in Revelations, God said, I will spew you out if you be either hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. And Tim had actually mentioned that earlier before we started, mm-hmm. that, you know, God expects more from us. He would rather you be cold or hot, but not lukewarm.
Right. And I was actually like that. I wanted to ride both sides of the fence. When I was first learning about God, I wanted to be, you know, party and go drinking and stuff, but and go to church on Sunday, you know, mm-hmm. be partying on Saturday night and drinking beer and then go to church on Sunday morning and be a Christian. And it doesn't work that way. I wanted to ride both sides of that fence. And that's what Joy is talking about, being lukewarm.
Yeah.
And so I struggled with that when I first was trying to figure out who God is and then what it meant to be a Christian. And
the only way to find out who God is to get in the Word. The only way to really get to know God is get in the Word. And people say, but how? That is the only way that you are going to get to know God and understand who He is and His personality. He already knows you. You need to get to know Him. That's where your work comes in.
Yeah, and going back to that fence, you got to choose. You got to choose what's right and what's wrong. And you know deep in your heart. You know, I knew when I was drinking beer on Saturday night and going to church on Sunday morning, I knew I was wrong for doing what I was doing, and I had to choose. Do I want to keep living in sin and partying, or do I need to get my life right, accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior?
And so many times you still go back. Like, people will still mm-hmm. go back yeah. throughout their lifetime where, yeah, you know, I'm kind of bored with this church thing, and they'll mm-hmm. go. But there again, it's getting warm, not being hot or cold for Jesus, but just being right. in the middle, being warm.
Right. And that's where we were talking about, where you lose friends. You do lose friends when you become a Christian, or you transition, but you also gain friends, and you gain a new family in the church community. And mm-hmm. we've learned that
mm-hmm.
through times, just
many new families and friends.
Oh yeah,
we've been to.
Right, we've done several different ministries, or different ministry works, in different churches, in different communities, and throughout different parts of the state that we live in.
And to me, it's a little bit like, I know this may sound nuts, but bear with me. Military, you know, they're a family. Or law enforcement, they really are a family sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you really get involved with your church, I feel I had that camaraderie with my churches before, mm-hmm. in the past and present. It's a bond that you don't share with just anybody that you meet on the street or even your family. It is a bond that is different because of that one, you know, that one thing binds you together.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when I first really started getting into church, and I realized my friends were, you know, pointing and laughing and like, yeah, you've gone off the deep end, mm-hmm. and we don't want to hang out with you anymore because we don't do the church thing. I thought, well, you know, this is why I decided this is what I'm going to do. And so you end up going your separate ways. And over time, you know, it hurts at first, but over time you get over it. And then you gain new friends and, like Joy was saying, new family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that helps soften the blow, but from losing friends, but you really do gain so much more. Not only friends and mm-hmm. community, but you got Jesus.
Yeah,
you've got your salvation.
You've
got
doing right by Jesus.
Yeah,
that feels good too. To not be like, well, I shouldn't be doing this, but when you try and do more and more and more right, and line up to according to the Word of God, the better and better you feel. There is that peace you've heard people talk about. Nobody mm-hmm. can explain it. There is a peace. There is a joy. There is a happiness inside that it's not about money. It's not about your bills. There's a peace that comes over you that mm-hmm. surpasses anything else. And that is the true peace and love of God.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, and you can't buy that with any kind of money. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, in all throughout scripture, you know, Sadducees and Pharisees used, you know, they would say, well, you know, we'll just purchase it. You know, we'll buy whatever we need to buy, and we'll get what we need to get. And that's not how it works.
Yeah.
It's all spiritual. And even the Bible talks about, you know, you can't have material things that'll rust or moths will
storing,
eat.
Storing up. Yeah. Right.
Treasures.
You're storing up the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Not saying it's not wrong to have things here on earth, especially when God blesses you with them.
Right.
But you don't focus on those things when, you know, you don't make your
they don't become your God.
Right. You don't make your car or your truck or whatever it is, or your house, your God.
God blesses you with things, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right. Not supposed to be your God. Make sure that Jesus Christ stays the focus and the Lord of your life.
Yes.
Everything else does work out.
Right. Yeah. But that's where we were looking at with Noah. So he had lost friends, and, you know, the community was laughing at him, but he was doing what God told him to do. And he was an outcast.
Nobody listened. Nobody would get, he offered for people to get on, right?
Yeah.
Nobody would listen.
Nobody listened.
The family, the immediate family, their wives, that's it. And probably, I don't know, somewhere around, what do they say, about 6,000 different species or animals?
Yeah, I'm not even sure
so
at this point.
It's eight on the boat. I believe that's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all that would listen. The ones that he marched into the boat with him out of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
What is interesting to me is that you can take this story and turn it around to salvation.
Yeah.
And you've got the opportunity to listen. And this is, you know, this could be your chance to make the change in your life, to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
But even though there's not a great flood coming, and I guess
he's still coming back though.
Yeah.
I
was just going to say, instead of the great flood,
yeah,
it's Jesus coming.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming back for the second coming, and there's still time to accept him as your Lord and Savior. But when he comes back, after that, it's too late.
Yeah.
You got to make the decision now.
Make the decision today.
Today.
If you haven't already. And if you have already made it, get into a Bible-based church and read your Bible. Read mm-hmm. your Bible. That is your lifeline. It is literally the only food that will fill your soul.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing. You know, we're trying to reach out to people through podcast, through scripture, to let people know, hey, Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
You got heaven or hell. That's the only two choices. And we pray that you choose heaven and choose mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not about us. It's not about anything that we can do. We're just trying to put the message out there that to help you choose Jesus.
So we'll want to actually pray right now for people and their needs. God, we lift up the listeners. We just put them into your loving hands, God, and we just thank you for all your many blessings. We speak healing and health into dry bones and into a dry life that's gone dead with Jesus, and we speak life back into it. God, we thank you for all your many blessings. We ask that your power flow to others tonight, Lord God, and that you touch them, anoint their thoughts, their walk, and their work. Forgive us, Lord God, of our sins so that we can come to you boldly and let our requests be made known to you. You are a good God. We ask you to forgive us. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much that you love us. We thank you so much for all that you do. Do you want to add anything?
Yes, we pray for strength and wisdom and discernment. And as we had said in previous podcasts, that we take up the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. We gird loins with the truth and shod our feet with the gospel of peace, that we stand strong against the enemy, not turn our back and run, but we stand and face and fight and be strong in the name of the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
To face our fears, to face our enemy, to face the things that try to defeat us, that we come out victorious in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for being with us, that your hedge of protection is around us, that your angels are encamped around us.
Yes.
And that your word, that we can stand on your word and stand strong, because you are our rock and our salvation.
Amen. Yes, you are, Lord. God, we just thank you so much for being with us tonight. And we thank you all for listening. We lift up God. This is a little shorter tonight than it has been, but we just want to lift up God with you. And we will see you next time, or hear you next time, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
How about that?
Thank you for being with us. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. We love y'all. We thank you. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Woo!
Praise God.